Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. Now, if you're a regular follower of the channel, you'll know that when I say that, normally you can see me in front of the camera with my trees in the background, some form of statue behind me, and probably a checked shirt, which everybody likes to comment on a regular basis. But I decided to mix things up a bit and not to appear in this video. So that's the way it's going to be for this one. And also, I wanted to introduce a little bit more humour because some of these videos have been so boring that I can't even watch them myself. I have to turn them off after 2 seconds, after all of the adverts, obviously, which is another thing everybody loves to comment about. Anyway, in today's video, what I want to do is tell you exactly what the FTX is going on. So you may have read in the press about FTX going into Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and this has caused a major storm in the crypto markets, and crypto is now falling again, which seems to be a regular theme if you follow crypto. But I wanted to give you a bit more background on the story, talk about what FTX is, who founded it, and it's another super young billionaire, a guy who became a billionaire in his 20s. So I'll go through a little list of how old everybody was when they became billionaires, and we can compare Warren Buffett's story to the guy who founded FTX. We'll then talk about exactly why FTX did get it so wrong, why it's gone into bankruptcy, and what the implications of this are, not just for the crypto markets, because most of you who are watching this probably don't care about the crypto markets, because if you did, you'd already know what FTX was and why it's gone bust, so you wouldn't be watching me talking about it. Not that you are watching me talking about it, you're just listening to me talking about it, because I'm not on screen anymore. There's lots of imagery of lots of crypto-type things that you can see flashing on and off to keep everybody interested for the next 10 seconds. One thing that I do want to talk about today is whether or not what's happening in the crypto market could have some sort of impact into the rest of the world, the rest of the world economy, and whether that could have any impact on you, your household budget, the price of your house, the price of fish, or the price of dog food. So before we get started on all of those really interesting topics, even though I'm not on screen anymore, I'm still going to ask you for a thumbs up at some point if you're enjoying this video. I'm still going to ask you to subscribe if you haven't done so already. I have included chapters in this video, so you'll be able to skip through if you don't have time to watch the whole thing. And if you would like to support the channel, for which I would be eternally grateful, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube, Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon and Amazon shopping links. Okay, so what the FTX is going on? What is FTX? Well, FTX, which takes its name from the abbreviation of the phrase Futures Exchange, was founded by a guy called SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried. And the main reason why it got itself into such difficulty and ended up going bust was because of something called FTT, which is actually the cryptocurrency that FTX created. And the main reason why FTX went bust is that another company that was founded by SBF, called Alameda, had most of its assets tied up in the FTX FTT coin. And because of the close relationship between Alameda and FTX, both of whom were founded by SBF, another crypto business called Coindex questioned whether or not FTC was liquid, whether or not it had any cash. Now that caused a lot of excitement in the crypto world, and just days later, another crypto business called Binance decided that it wanted to liquidate its entire holding of FTT, which were reportedly at that time worth $530 million. And that caused a bank-style run on FTX. Everybody who was a customer of the business wanted their money out simultaneously. It was estimated that crypto worth $6 billion was withdrawn from FTX in the space of 72 hours. And that resulted in a complete loss of confidence. Interestingly, then Binance, who are the guys who took out $530 million worth of FTT, decided that they were going to step in and fund a bailout of the business. But after a couple of days thinking about it, Binance decided that they didn't want to do that, and FTC went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Sam Bankman-Fried was born on the 6th of March, 1992, and was the son of two Stanford Law professors. He therefore grew up in Silicon Valley and spent his childhood playing games like chess and bridge. Now, I don't know what your childhood was like, but I didn't spend a lot of time during mine playing chess or bridge. But maybe that explains why I'm not a billionaire and I'm having to make YouTube videos like this. Now, to give you a flavour of what Sam Bankman-Fried was actually like as a child, his brother is reported to have said, Sam liked to play two games simultaneously and use a timer to do so, none of which sounds remotely fun to me. After high school, SBF went on to MIT, where he studied physics, and during his time there, he became an intern at global trading firm Jane Street, which is a terrible name for a trading firm. Surely somebody could have thought of a better name than that. Quite often in these situations, these firms are named after the street or the road that they're located on, which is an incredibly basic way to name your business. But if you're going to do that, make sure that your business is located on a street with an interesting name, not Jane Street. Anyway, whilst he was there, SBF learnt the art of arbitrage. And arbitrage is a form of trading where you can buy an asset for a low price in one market and then sell that same asset in another market at a higher price. So this isn't actually based upon movement in prices. It's not you betting that the price will go up. It's actually identifying that something is cheaper in one market than it is in another. And so you can buy it at no risk and make a profit. And the reason that I'm mentioning this is because SBF then went on to found a business called Almeida Research when he was aged 25. And that company was focused on arbitraging the price of crypto. At that time, there were not a lot of crypto exchanges around. So when you were buying Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever it might be, it was difficult to do it. And the price was different in different markets all around the world. So SBF spotted that and decided that he could buy at lower prices in certain markets and then sell that same cryptocurrency into other markets and make a profit without taking any risk whatsoever. And in the early days, Alameda became one of the biggest players in crypto, and at its height was moving somewhere in the region of $15 million a day between markets, and earned the nickname of the Moby Dick of crypto whales for the waves that he was making in the crypto industry. Oh, those crypto guys, so funny. When it was first founded, Alameda was based in Berkeley in the USA. However, in 2018, around 12 months after it was established, SBF moved the business lock, stock and barrel to Hong Kong, as the rules and regulations surrounding the business were a lot less stringent. And that's going to be important when it comes to the end of this story, when we get to the punchline about Alameda going bust, even though I've already told you the punchline at the beginning of the video, but please ignore that. Over the course of the next year or so, SBF continued to rack up huge amounts of profit from his arbitrage trading and decided to build his own crypto exchange as an alternative to what he eloquently called the shitshow exchanges that he was using to trade in 2017 and 2018. After putting together a team of crack crypto experts, FBX's proprietary crypto exchange called FTX was launched in May 2019. And FTX proved to be a major winner with consumers, as the platform boasted cost-effective features like low trading fees and offered several types of coin for traders to bet on. It even allowed traders to swap cash as collateral for coins. The way that FTX made its profits was by taking a small cut of every trade that was made on the platform. And by 2020, an average of $1 billion of cryptocurrency was being traded every single day. And in 2021, Sam Bankman-Fried raked in profit of $350 million from FTX and an additional $1 billion from Alameda. Now, before we go on to talk about the downfall of FTX and SBF for that matter, I thought it was worth talking about how old he was when he became a billionaire and how that compares to some of the other great billionaires that you're familiar with. Sam Bankman-Fried was 27 years old when he established FTX, which was valued at launch at significantly more than a billion. And of course, by that stage, he was already making hundreds of millions of dollars from his shareholding in Alameda Research. So there isn't an official statistic, but it looks like Sam Bankman-Fried was a billionaire at the age of 27. So how does that compare to the great and the good from the business world? Well, let's start with everybody's friend, Warren Buffett. And if you're not aware of who Warren Buffett is, then you should be, because he is the most famous investor in the stock market in the world. And he's the founder and owner of Berkshire Hathaway. Now, Warren Buffett, at the last count, had the net worth of around $120 billion. But he didn't actually hit the status of being a billionaire until he was 56 years old. Which, for the purposes of this list, which quite frankly is the only list that matters right now because it's the one that we're talking about, he's the oldest person that's registered. The next oldest person that I'm going to mention is Oprah Winfrey. And if you don't know who Oprah Winfrey is, then you should do. And although it's questionable whether or not Oprah Winfrey is a giant of the business world, I wanted to mention her because all of the rest of the people on this list are men, which is obviously quite sexist. But unfortunately, most of the billionaires globally are men. They're not women. But anyway, Oprah Winfrey was 49 years of age when she became a billionaire for the first time. The next youngest person on this list is the most famous virgin in the world, Sir Richard Branson. And the reason that he's the most famous virgin is he started all of the virgin companies like Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Records, Virgin Radio, all of which I guess is fairly impressive. But my favourite story about Richard Branson is the fact that he signed the Sex Pistols when they'd been dropped by their record label and therefore facilitated the recording and release of the Nevermind the Bollocks album. And Sir Richard Branson was 41 years of age when he first became a billionaire, which is exactly the same age as another individual who you may have heard of called Elon Musk. Now, at the time of recording this, I think Elon Musk was still the richest person in the world, although he's recently bought Twitter, which he paid $43 billion for, and then within a couple of weeks, there's talk of it going into bankruptcy. So, not sure how that affects his net worth, whether or not that will bring him back down. The Tesla shares have obviously also crashed recently, so he may not be the richest man in the world, but either way, he was a billionaire for the first time when he was 41, same as Richard Branson. And I guess that's relatively impressive, but not as impressive as Elon Musk's arch rival, Jeff Bezos, who actually became a billionaire at the age of 35 from his investment in Amazon. And if you haven't heard of Amazon, please switch off now. Beating all of those titans of industry is Bill Gates, who through his investment in Microsoft became a billionaire at the age of 31. Good on you, Bill. So that brings us back to our friend Sam Bankman-Fried, who founded Alameda Research and FTX, who, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, but you may well have forgotten because of all of the different imagery that's flashing in front of your eyes and me rambling on about all sorts of different things, became a billionaire at the age of 27. But bettering Sam Bankman-Fried by 2 years is a guy called Evan Spiegel, who was 25 years of age when he became a billionaire when the company that he founded, Snapchat, became worth billions. And if you don't know what Snapchat is, then you should speak to your children or your grandchildren, depending on how old you are, because I'm sure they're on there right now talking to boys and girls about various social events for this weekend. But all of these self-made billionaires pale into insignificance compared with the number one guy on this list, who's an individual called Mark Zuckerberg, who created a business that was originally called The Facebook, then became Facebook, and that is now called Meta. And Mark Zuckerberg was 23 years of age when his shareholding in Facebook was officially valued at more than $1 billion. So what does this all mean, and does it have any relevance to the real world? Well, the world of crypto has been in complete turmoil in 2022. At the start of the year, the total value of all crypto coins in issuance was estimated to be around $3 trillion. However, by May, that value had fallen to $1 trillion. So that means that $2 trillion worth of value was wiped off the whole of the crypto markets in the space of 5 months. Now, $2 trillion, I can't even begin to explain how much money that is. But what does that actually mean? Where did that $2 trillion come from and where has it gone to? Well, the answer to that question is it's all about perceived value. So in the world of crypto, you can create a new coin. So I could create Joe Bloggs Crypto tomorrow and I could issue 2 billion coins of Joe Bloggs Crypto and I could tell everybody that they're worth $1 each. So that would mean the whole market for my crypto would be worth $2 billion. And that would officially make me a billionaire in the same way as Sam Bankman-Fried. But if somebody didn't believe that my crypto coins were worth $1 each and decided to start shorting them, so selling in the market to bring that value down, then the value of Joe Bloggs Crypto could go down to zero and I would lose my $2 billion. But in reality, there was never any $2 billion. It was all just perceived value. And that's the situation with real crypto. But the problem that you have for the real world economy is that people are exchanging real money to buy these coins. So when you go onto exchanges like FTX, the one that we're talking about in this video, you have to find a way of transferring your dollars into all of these coins. And that's where the real life value comes into play. Because if I want to buy $2 billion worth of Joe Bloggs coins, I'll need to give somebody $2 billion of money, which I then exchange for my coins. So somebody along the way has made $2 trillion of profit out of these crypto markets. But the vast majority of punters, people who are just going in for a dabble, to have a little play, to buy a little bit of different coins, they're the ones who've lost $2 trillion. So investors in crypto coins can lose their money, But investors in crypto businesses can also lose their money. And there are a lot of investors who put money into SBF's FXT business. In July 2021, the company raised $900 million from 60 different investors, including SoftBank. And if you follow the channel, you'll know that SoftBank invests into virtually anything that's tech-related. So it's no surprise that those guys were involved. And another outfit called Sequoia Capital also put a large chunk of cash in. And then just to make matters worse, in January 2022, so just before the crypto crash really started, FTX raised an additional $400 million at a valuation of $32 billion. And at that point, Sam Bankman-Fried was estimated to be worth $26 billion. That's what his shareholding in FTX was valued at. Very rich man at that point. I can tell you there was a spoiler alert, which may cheer you up a little bit, that the value of those shares today is 0.00. So that represents a fall in value of $26 billion in the space of 10 months. Now, I don't know how your share portfolio is doing at the moment. It's probably a bit bruised like everybody else's. But when you compare your situation, which may be down 10 or 15 or 20%, it's a drop in the ocean compared to looking at your personal net worth at the start of the year, which read $26 billion. Thank you very much. I'm one of the richest people in the world. To the end of the year when it says you are now bankrupt. So no private jets for you anymore, sir. And talking of disasters in the crypto market, in September, so only a couple of months ago, another crypto business called Voyager Digital went bust. And the regulator allowed FTX to step in and buy the assets of that business, which were valued at $1.42 billion, in order to save the company. And obviously, with hindsight, that is now really quite ironic that they used a bankrupt business to bail out another bankrupt business. So the overall impact of the failure of FTX is that there is now panic in the crypto markets. And we saw the price of Bitcoin and the other leading cryptocurrencies fall dramatically in the week of FTX's bankruptcy. And the situation right now is that there is a high likelihood that there could be, excuse the pun, a blockchain reaction, which could cause liquidity crises at other crypto businesses. So we'll have to wait and see how that all pans out. But 2022 has been a complete disaster from a cryptocurrency perspective so far, and could get worse before we get to the end of this year. So hopefully you've liked the new, more relaxed format for the Joe Blogs videos. If you've liked what I've said, if you thought it was informative, if you thought it was fun, even if you didn't, even if you just thought it was entertaining, please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.